It's peak summer camp season, and Linda Stanley takes us back through the history of this American institution.
The lengthening days of summer bring a time-honored tradition, little Johnny and Sally packing their backpacks and heading off for a week or two of summer camp. Worldwide, thousands of facilities offer everything from wilderness adventures to space camps for the entertainment and personal development of their guests. But although this is now an international phenomenon, it originated as a uniquely American experience. According to the American Camp Association, the first summer camp was founded by Frederick and Abigail Gunn in 1861 in Washington, Connecticut. The Gunnery Camp evolved from the Gunn's home school for boys and focused on outdoor activities such as hiking, camping, fishing, and canoeing, a model many camps continue to use today. Like the Gunnery Camp, many of the early summer camps catered to boys and were designed, according to one authority, to bring elite Christian boys into close contact with nature and mediate the effects on them of an increasingly industrialized world. The American Camping Association identifies some of these early camps as the North Mountain School of Physical Culture, established in 1876, the first YMCA camp founded in 1876, and the first Boys Club camp organized in 1900. But girls have not been left out of the summer camp experience. Leslie Paris notes that some of the early camps, such as the Nature Science Camp begun in 1890, served both boys and girls, albeit in separate facilities. Other camps, like the vacation houses for older working girls operated by the YWCA, served girls exclusively. Today, most American summer camps are co-ed, reflecting changing perceptions of gender roles in American society. For example, Camp Kennedy Space Center offers both girls and boys a hands-on experience at NASA's Cape Canaveral facility in Florida. Guests participate in space shuttle mission simulations, design space vehicles and habitats, and meet with astronauts. Similarly, athletic training camps like the Kanakuk camps in Branson, Missouri, are breaking through old gender stereotypes, offering training in over 70 sports to girls and boys aged 7 to 18. These examples illustrate the adaptability of the summer camping experience to the changing needs and interests of society, and explain in part why it's endured and become a traditional facet of American life. Chances are the children we send off to camp this summer will one day help their own children decide which camp offers the most opportunity for summer adventure. Whether those adventures involve a space shuttle simulation or a visit to a space station is anybody's guess.